What happened to John Jerry?
Just the back of his hamstring. Tightened up on him a little bit. Just in practice.
Did he finish practice?
Yes.
How's Odell doing?
Odell's doing, he's doing well. We didn't know if it was a hamstring or cramping or what it was, but seems to be cramping at this point.
As far as his comments, it's not troubling to you at all that an opposing player says they know what you guys are running?
Like I said yesterday, and Mike Sullivan talked about it yesterday, it's part of scouting, part of gamesmanship.
But you don't feel that anything you guys are doing is too predictable?
Again, we're focused more on ourselves, and that's a non-issue.
If your offense is predictable, that would be an issue. Self-scouting hasn't shown that, I guess, what you're saying.
It's not something I'm concerned with at this point, though. We have things to counteract it.
What's been your message this week to the team? Said you had the noise blind or something.
We talked about, adversity introduces a man to himself, and that's where we find ourselves right now. It's a people game. It's a game of character. We've practiced well the last couple weeks, better than the first 2 weeks, and we put ourselves in position to win games in the end. Fell short the last couple weeks, and we worked a lot on the fundamental part of the game in practice this week, doing simple better. Simplifying things, playing faster, tackling better, blocking better, catching better, and we hope to cash in on it on Sunday.
What happened to Avery Moss?
Shoulder.
You saw that? Did you notice that the first 2 weeks? Did you saw sloppiness in the practices? Or
I didn't say that. I just said we practiced better the last 2 weeks.
What has made it better?
Our attention to detail. I think we ramped up the effort, the accountability. From players to coaches and coaches to players, holding each other accountable has been a big part of it. And the intensity's gone up for sure.
Moss hasn't played, so something happened in practice yesterday, or something that's been lingering?
Yeah, it was pretty in practice.
Is Cappy a defensive end, linebacker? What's his actual position?
Yes.
Both?
Yeah, he can play either one.
How much confidence do you have in Brett Jones at center?
A ton of confidence. Brett, he's a pro. He prepares very well. He can play guard, he can play center for us, has a high IQ and a high football IQ, has some toughness.
Are you optimistic? I mean, JPP told us that he thinks he's playing. I mean, you only have two healthy defensive ends on your roster. Are you optimistic he'll play?
Again, we'll take a look at the practice tomorrow and see how it goes.
You mentioned the accountability. I mean, do you think that was lacking in the first 2 weeks?
I just think it's a heightened sense of a lot of things. It's important that you don't go out and don't press. You want to make sure there's clear communication, straight talk is important. And, I think a lot of things improved over the last couple weeks. And the games have went down to a wire. We found a way to win a couple of those games early last year. But I don't feel our team is really too different than it was through the first four games of last year. The difference is we found a way to win a couple games that were tight early in the season last year. We haven't done that yet. So that doesn't mean we're lesser of a football team at this point. But that's where we are. That's where we find ourselves.
How important is this game for you guys at this point?
Again, it's the only game we get to play this week. So it's important. That's why you work. It's, they're all important. It's 1 of 16. But we've had a good week of practice. And hope to go cash in on it.
From an offensive line analyst, been breaking down some like the fundamental breakdown that you guys have been having. How do you explain that with guys who have played a ton of football, our guys play a lot of football together, not being able to do some of the basics?
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're
Well, I mean, like Sean Harris saying that guys aren't even executing combination blocks, the footwork is off on those types of things. I mean, guys who play together, guys who play a lot of football, how can that be happening so frequently?
We had two new guards playing on different sides last week. We've had some things fundamentally that we're working on to correct.
Then when you have a kicker with a small body of work like Rosas, Tom Quinn said yesterday, look, you're only as good as your next kick, not your last one. What is your confidence level with him, and have you kind of watched to see how he reacted this week after missing one last week?
He had a good week of practice, made a lot of kicks, have a lot of confidence in him. He's a young kicker that continues to get better each and every day. Look forward to seeing him kick this weekend.